from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bobby Slowick, and honest to God, I think if he continues to do what it seems like he's going to do, this is going to be potentially a 2-year run with Bob Slowick. And
this being the second year.
Yeah, and this being it. I'm really impressed by Bobby Slowick and the things that he's been able to do. But listening to him on the Green Light podcast, he was on with Chris Long, what he had to say about C.J. Stroud, I think a lot people heard it about C.J. Stroud, but I heard it about him. And it's what makes him, I think, special and what makes him, to me, we could be sitting here looking potentially at the next Kyle Shanahan, next Sean McVay. Like when you hear, it's very simple, very mm-hmm. subtle, but I think it's what separates great coaches from the rest. Here's Bobby Slowick actually talking about when he knew that the Texans offense had something special.
Yeah, I'd say probably, you know, people might laugh at this, but honestly, on offense, week 2, second half against Indianapolis, we were down 3 scores, I believe, and got into a situation where we had to go throw the ball. From there on, the way he operated the game and got the ball out and where he got the ball out to and the way our receivers were running routes, like as coaches, you could see like, oh, we got something here. You know, we got something that could be really good. And then I think as players and as the Houston Texans, where it really clicked for everybody was the very next week. We played at Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Week 3, we were 0-2, and division opponent, really, really good football team. And we went in there and we played a good game, offense, defense, special teams, all the way across the board. And we executed what we needed to execute and played the way we thought we could play. And I think that just gave everyone belief that Jacksonville, it was one of the better teams in the NFL, and we can go and we could, when we play the way we know we can play with anybody. And then from there, you know, we battled for a while, and then Cincinnati was the point where it was like, okay, let's go get into the tournament. That game, we knew we were playing a team that's a playoff team, and it got into an absolute dogfight at the end where players got to go make plays, and they did that. And that's really where our focus went from, all right, let's compete, to, okay, let's make sure we're getting in the playoffs and we got a shot.
Listen, this sounds simple,
mm-hmm.
and it should be simple. And it's not even just in coaching. It's in anything in which somebody is putting or making decisions on where a person goes, where a person, what duties that a person does, what they do.
Yeah.
This may sound easy, but understanding who you have and their talents and yes. what they do.
Yeah, great point.
And then putting them mm-hmm. in the places for them to do what it is they do, and not saying, all right, this is what I do. This is what offense in this case I run. All right, this is how I want to run my facility. This is how I want to run my school. This is what I... The great coaches in mm-hmm. this case or decision makers, they have their guys, and they find out what their talent is, and they find out what it is that they do, and that they put them in those positions to do. It sounds simple.
Yeah.
But you work a job, you've probably been in a position, you've probably been coached, maybe you've coached, don't everybody do it.
Right.
Especially if you're a guy like Bobby Slowick, who comes from a place that has been successful running offense a certain way. They like to run the football. Mm-hmm. They like to be physical. They like to use different things. But that is what the 49ers are. You go look at the Rams, similarities there. He got here, and for the first time, he was a guy running the offense. And after two games, hell, not even two, a game and a half.
Yeah.
He immediately said, okay, I can't do this thing the way that I want to or what I've been coached to do.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to make a change because my talent is different.
Said as much.
Bill O'Brien.
Last year.
Bill O'Brien has yet to master that. And he's not alone. There are other coaches who have yet to master that where, hey, I've got a system. This is what my system is going to be. I'll be damned who I got. I'm not going to look at a talent and say, well, I've got this guy, this type of talent. This is what we should do.
Yeah.
But Bobby Slowick, a game and a half, his first job, he not only was able to recognize that I can't run offense the way I want to because of the pieces I have, he also, Sean, mm-hmm. was able to come up with a game plan and a different way of doing things that actually worked.
Yes. Yes.
So he was able to do that. Is special. Special territory.
100%.
That they're potentially in with Bobby Slowick.
I think you hit the nail on the head. There were really three things that stood out to me, and not just that clip that we played, but even me going back and remembering covering this team on the daily last year. It was not even 3-4 weeks into the season where Bobby Slowick had basically said, hey, look, after that Baltimore game, I realized that you just kind of illustrated, like, I had to change. We had to wipe it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.